The old days, yesteryear, antique times, yellow sky, larger moon in the old days, always up there above the coyotes, faster, larger moon. Putting my gloves on and talking at the same time, just difficult. I don't like my fingers to be moving when I'm talking. I like still fingers. I like still fingers, empty pockets, and not a cloud in the sky. Give me those three things, and I'll roll. Usually their fingers are moving, clouds in the sky. What's that? That little bit right there, where I said, I don't even know if I said it. Did I say, what is that? Oh, I think, if I didn't, I'll do it again. Try to replicate. What is that? Oh, I think I do that 24 times a day. It could be something in a cabin, a spoonful. Sometimes spoons fall. Because of my habit of leaning them. I like to lean the spoon up against the wall wood. After I've made tea, I stir the tea, and then there's a little bit of tea in the bowl of the spoon, and I like it to drain out, so I lean it up against the wood, and it falls, and I will say, what is that? Oh, of course I know, but the what is that gets out before. But these 24 moments of momentary astonishment, followed by recognition, comprehension, understanding, two and two together, or I just witness what it is. In this case, it was very bright light shining up into the foggy sky, and it turned out to be a faraway pickup truck. Perhaps that it, I don't know why its lights were aiming so high, but they were for that moment. So I suppose there was a little mystery there. I prepared for rain. It's been raining all day, but it's not now. And yet my clothing is ready for it. Got my rain hat and the coat that I wear when it rains. It's not a raincoat, but it's the coat that I wear when it rains. Absorbs the rain just as any of my other coats, but I don't mind it being wet. My other coats, I like to keep them dry. Some clothing, why is it? We don't want it ever to get wet. And then other clothing, doesn't matter. Those are the pants I can get very, very wet. I'll throw those in the river. This is the coat that can't get wet. Those are the pants that can. This is the coat that can't get wet. Those are the pants that can. Wouldn't it be easy to write a musical? First of all, you sing about ridiculous things. It seems like sometimes in a musical they're singing about important things, but they're not. Most songs these days are just excuses for a parade of clichés. And maybe adjusted clichés. So instead of a rolling stone gathers no moss, they rick it up. Rick it up. That's my own new phrase. What they do is they rick it up. It involves a kind of a swirl and a little lick of paint. It's ricking it up. So rolling stone gathers no moss. What they'll do with that is, let's see, country western songwriters are experts at this. She was my rolling stone, and I was her moss. No, that's not it, because it has to be a tragedy. bird in hand is better than two cans of bush beer. Rolling Stone. I mean, it's easy to make fun of the pickup truck, the girl, the picnic in the field. Oh, he's getting back from work and putting on the hats, get a t-shirt on, and go drive out on the flat roads in your old Ford pickup. And then adventures. Amorous adventures. You know what I say to that? I say to it, poppycock. I'm going to rick that all up. This is a common path for a lot of talented musicians. So, for example, high school, they play in the marching band or whatever, but they also on the side play guitar or piano, and then they move into bass guitar, maybe electric guitar. They're in a band. In college, they begin to write music, and then they're sort of good at the whole thing. They can write songs, they can play their instrument, possibly they can sing. A lot of people who don't suspect they can sing but can play instruments learn that singing is more a matter of conviction than it is really quality of voice. And then finding a way for the voice that you have to fit into the sound of a song. So a lot of people who might not have typically lovely voices, if they can figure out the right kind of song for their voice, well, it sounds beautiful. So anyway, that's the first few steps for a lot of musicians. And then they get to be 25, 26 years old, and their band has done all right. They play sometimes. They realize this is not a very simple business. I can write songs, but I can't get anyone to listen to them. So, if they're very serious, they'll move down to Nashville. And they'll start figuring out what you need to do once you get there. If they're very good players, maybe they can be studio musicians. But if they want to write songs, they go to Nashville and they start writing songs. And they usually have to switch up their own, perhaps more natural musical fit, instead of writing alternative ballads, they now have to try to fit into the country western style. It's not that big a leap. There's a bit of a sellout feel, but you also think, you rationalize, it's easy to do. You're applying yourself almost in a technical way. And it's a different kind of challenge and puzzle, so it doesn't feel as much a sellout. It's still music. And you're still trying to infuse it with some spirit, so maybe it's not voluntarily leaping from the center of your soul. At least your soul is handling it. And then that can be another 5 or 10 years down there in Nashville. And if you're studious and centered and ambitious, I suppose, you put together 10 or 15 very solid songs and 3 stunners. You have to have 3 or 4 just marvelous bits, and then you have to get yourself an appointment with someone who represents someone else, someone who represents someone on the way up, or someone who was already a star. You take those 3, your 3 best ever songs, and these things have been produced, you've put lots of money into them, at high quality recording studios, possibly thousands of dollars each song, hired people. You bring them to this special person who, let's say, represents, oh, I don't know, Who's one of those people? In the hat. Clint Black. Clint is a lot of squinting, enormously hatted, quasi-cowboys. Clint Black. And you play the three songs, and hopefully those songs are very Clint Black-like. They have a Clint Blackness to them. So you have to pick the right person. If you want to take Clint Black-like songs to Dolly Parton's manager or agent or music fielder, I mean, there's a whole... I don't know that much about it. This is just what I hear. This is the story I've put together based on the stories I've been told. So there's a whole run of people who will feed music into the big stars. Like talent agents, scouts. And some of them are trusted, and some of them are not. Some of them, if they think a song is going to be a great big marvelous hit for Clint Black, then Clint Black himself will really, really consider it. And others, they send up songs all the time and they're never quite right. Don't forget, I am making all this up. I know I said it, I just want to remind you again. It's still not raining, but my fingers have been very still this entire time, despite the great big clouds in the sky. At the very beginning of this, I talked about something, and now I've forgotten. The whole point of this was something else, and now I've gone. Completely forgotten. What's that? See, I did it again. Oh, yes, I remember. Do I remember? No, I remember part of it, but not the whole of it. Till next time. Still alive, aren't I? I didn't die.